Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We are about to check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. We've talked a lot about Ukraine needing more air defense support as Russia continually modernizes their missiles. And Joseph, I was reading a fascinating report today. More than 1,500 Russian targets worth billions of dollars have been destroyed over the past 2 years thanks to imagery from a crowd-funded satellite that the Ukraine Defense Intelligence Agency is using. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Bob, good afternoon. And actually, I was going to bring that up myself here today. There was a foundation called the Petula Foundation, and a Ukrainian business guy. And in 2022, people were raising money, you know, pretty desperately. And the goal was to buy the drones made by Turkey, Bayraktar. And people, they raised millions of dollars to buy these drones. And then the Turkish government gave the drones to Ukraine for free. And so the foundation had this extra money, and they decided to buy a satellite. And, you know, back then, Ukraine had to rely on other countries for any satellite imagery. So they were pretty vulnerable. And so now, thanks to this is the first crowdfunded satellite up in above the earth, and it's been extremely helpful in identifying Russian targets. And especially, I think, you know, a lot of those Russian targets have been hit in the past months, because you know, Ukrainians knew what they needed to hit, but they didn't always have the tools or the permission to fire back. And especially now, we've seen what the Ukrainians have done with the attackings, with the long-range missiles from the United States in the Crimean Peninsula. They've been able to hit a lot of Russia's air defense in Crimea and Russian radar stations. And that really makes it difficult for Russia to have a military presence in Crimea, which is Ukraine's goal. So now, with a bit of ingenuity, with the crowdfunding, and with permission and weapons from the U.S., Ukrainians are making good progress at destroying lots of Russian radar stations and Russian air defense.
Joseph, what can you tell us about the story we're hearing about this morning, an alleged plot to overthrow the government in Ukraine that was foiled there? What do you know about that? What are you hearing?
I don't actually know of this at all. It has not come across. It's not the topic that I've heard today at all. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where. I have to investigate where this came from. I mean, we are seeing also. But I mean, there's some strange things maneuvering right now. Like, for example, the Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, is in Kyiv. And this is surprising, because Viktor Orban has been pretty much a pal of Putin. He's been very negative about Ukraine. And now he's meeting for the first time in 12 years. He's in Kyiv. And, you know, I mean, it's amazing that he has not come to visit, because Hungary borders Ukraine. And but Orban has been very critical of Ukraine. Many people think that he's had his designs on the Zakarpattia region of Ukraine, where there's many Hungarian speakers. And so we'll see what comes of that. We also have the Russians are pushing a crazy story today, which, amazingly, I heard of this, but not what you mentioned, because Americans will text me what they hear and what they believe. And this wild story that President Zelensky's wife purchased a Bugatti in Paris. And there's zero evidence of it. There's like a homemade receipt allegedly from a car dealership in Paris. But people push this crazy story. And whenever you see that, it means that, you know, Russia tends to get louder in its propaganda in weaker moments. And, you know, and right now we're leading up to the NATO summit. So maybe there's something to that. But when you think of I just listened to yesterday a very interesting and maybe disturbing interview on the BBC from last week. Somehow I'd missed it. And it was with Mustafa Nayyem, who was Ukraine's senior reconstruction minister. And we mentioned him before. He was a hero of Ukraine's 2014 Maidan Revolution. He was the one, like, he put out a message on Facebook encouraging people to go to the main square to protest the pro-Putin regime. And so he's been a hero, a corruption fighter. He joined the government to help fight corruption and to make sure that procurement was efficient and above board. And when he was traveling to that Berlin recovery conference, he was forbidden by the Ukrainian authorities, even though he was in the Ukrainian government, from leaving the country. And so he resigned pretty dramatically. And it was in his interview with the BBC, he was very diplomatic, but he said that there are people in the government who did not like the way he and his team were shining a light on corruption. And he said that the prime minister opposed him and other people. And I suspect, I mean, because of that interview, surely he's got some enemies. And I know that most Ukrainian people side with Mustafa Nayyan, who's an because he's been such a hero to this country, and they tend to side with someone like that over the governmental authorities. So there are as always in any society, there's lots of political maneuvering. Here it has the highest level of stakes because of the war, the existential fight to exist, and because of the international scrutiny. And one thing Mustafa said, he said to the BBC, that he was kind of a warning that those who are still playing political games here better be careful, because they could feed into Russian propaganda and they could start to lose Western support. And he's pushing this idea that he would prefer that foreign aid go directly to the cities, to the businesses, to those who need it, and not through the government, because he doesn't trust it.
Here's more on that coup attempt. It was a Telegram post. The Security Service of Ukraine saying the alleged coup organizers plan to trigger a riot in Kyiv on June 30th as a distraction to seize control of the parliament and remove the Ukrainian military and political leadership from power. It is unclear if those accused have any connection with Russia. Four suspects have been identified. They're holding two in custody. So I'm sure you'll be hearing about that as soon as we get off the air here, and we'll talk about it more tomorrow. Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah, and I don't even see that as a remote possibility that you would have, more than five Ukrainians in such a rally. That I don't feel that mood or see that at all. But we'll have more about it tomorrow.
And we'll check in then. Thanks very much, as always, Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine.
Thank you, Bob. Until tomorrow.
Thank you.